The news that convicted killer and serial rapist Paul Bernardo has been transferred from Millhaven to a medium security prison has opened old wounds for a community that was shocked by the kidnapping of two young girls, Kristen French and Leslie Mahaffey, in 1991, and horrified and sickened when it was discovered that both girls had been brutally raped, tortured, and murdered by Paul Bernardo and his then-wife Carla Homolka. We can only imagine the incalculable sorrow this has caused the French and Mahaffey families, who have never forgotten and will never escape the grief and heartache that haunts them to this day. Those of us who covered the tragedy will recall the controversial plea bargain with Homolka. Whether or not police and the Crown Attorney mishandled the investigation and the prosecution of the case. And now, Bernardo's transferred to a medium security facility with no explanation to the families or the public. The total lack of transparency and the blatant insensitivity toward the families only serves to victimize those families yet again. The nameless, faceless people at Correction Services Canada need to be accountable for their decisions. In the absence of any justification for transferring Bernardo, it can be assumed that lessening his punishment suggests that maybe the painful memory of his egregious acts has faded over time. Well, it hasn't, and it never will for the French and Mahaffey families, nor should it for the rest of us. I'm Bill Kelly.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think French fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.